the county line for something cold. I need a 12.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Aker, Christina LeCure, Wally Hall, now joined by Larry Betts.
Glad to be here.
Of Youth Home, who is not talking about a casino event until next year.
Actually, yeah, you guys are ahead of the curve. The casino event happened in July and will be happening again next July. So you guys are just helping us get the early word out about an event coming up.
Matty,
that's
T,
what I meant.
Matty T, you're good looking and clairvoyant. Who knew?
I'm actually here to discuss our next event coming up October 3rd at the Clinton Presidential Center. The Next Course event sponsored by the Colson Foundation. And if you're a foodie, man, this is going to be the event to go to. We got the executive chef from the Clinton Center, plus the executive chef from Fannie Keith, and plus some other chefs on board to put together a five-course meal that's absolutely phenomenal. I've had the opportunity to kind of preview some of the dishes, and if you are a foodie, I promise you this is the place you want to be. Great food, great night. We have awesome raffle prizes, and of course it's helping a cause as wonderful as Youth Home.
It's a $100 ticket. You get a VIP cocktail hour for an additional $50, which lasts a full hour.
Yeah.
For most of my friends, that's a bargain and a half.
It's a bargain and a half, yeah.
There are also some raffle drawings that include a number of very cool things here I'm looking through. You want to talk about those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll have 100 tickets at $10 a piece, and we'll have specific items set up where you put your tickets in the items you want to win. That way you don't win something
like
you don't want.
Smart.
You get to put it in there and what you do want. We have a weekend stay at a luxury cabin at Fat Possum Hollow.
That doesn't sound like something you should say on the radio, does it?
I actually had to look that up to make sure this was actually a luxury cabin, but if you Google Fat Possum Hollow, it is a phenomenal-looking place to spend the weekend.
Where is it?
Yeah,
it's outside of Heber Springs, I believe.
It's in Possum Hollow.
Possum Holler. Yeah. It's somewhere up on Grisfer, I believe.
Okay.
We have a beautiful necklace from Stanley Jewelers. Of course, we'll also give away a chef's table at one of the Around the World dinners. The Clinton Center, we have a Cannondale Tandem Bicycle. And we'll give two tickets away to Youth Home's, patron tickets away to Youth Home's exhibition that's happening in April 2014.
That is always a fun event.
Yeah, it's a great event. Again, we're blessed to have Benny Keith and Glazers and all these talented chefs putting together a phenomenal recipe. So, I mean, and what makes this event different besides just eating, you will be given instruction on how to prepare this exact meal at home.
Ah.
And you will leave with all the recipes and all the know-how and everything you need to know to impress your friends the next time you have a get-together at the house.
Friends? Heck with that. I'm trying to impress my wife. So she's
it's
not
like a cooking school, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
As you're enjoying the meal and the course in front of you, you'll be getting instruction on how to make it, prepare it. And so when you leave there, you should have all the knowledge you need. We're putting together all the recipes for it right now, so you'll actually walk out with the recipes, plus information about Youth Home. And it's just, again, it's not one of these events where you have to hover around selling auction tables and spend your time doing that. All the courses are paired with wine, so if you go to the VIP hour, you can have some good drinks there and then enjoy some good wine pairings throughout the dinner. So it's a great evening. It's going to be our first time. It's $100 for just a general admission ticket. If you want to get involved to go to the VIP reception, which is always worthwhile, it's $150.
Wow.
Wally, something you and I can go in on, we could throw a few raffle tickets at the Cannondale Tandem Bicycle.
Absolutely.
You and I could get a little exercise. We could spend some time together, talk about sports, and recap what was a great performance by Johnny Manziel on a losing effort at Arkansas this weekend.
Oh, you're clever today.
Yeah, he's in a good tie. He's going to bring it all the way back around.
Okay, so do you have any idea what's on the menu, or do you already talk about that? I'm sorry, I'm multitasking.
We're kind of keeping the actual menu.
Secret.
Yeah, kind of close to the chest.
Okay, what's easier to find out? What's on the menu, or whether or not Brandon Allen's going to play this weekend?
You know Chrissy,
can I get
right?
A tease?
You know Chrissy, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, if I divulge anything about that menu.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to answer to Chrissy. I will tell you, though, if you go to the Fancy Pants food blog, she's our official food blog or official
right
blogger.
Here.
For
here's
the,
a card for her.
For the event, and the first course is actually listed on her food blog. So if you do want to know what the first course is, and it's absolutely wonderful, you can visit Christy's food blog at Fancy Pants.
FancyPantsFoodie.com.
Fancy Pants Foodie, absolutely.
Why do you know this?
Her card's right in front of me, I swear.
It worked out.
Oh, okay.
He was just sitting here.
All right, well,
there you go. She's a wonderfully nice lady, and she's going to help us promote the event as well.
All right. What, they go online or they call?
You can go online at youthhome.org, or obviously you can call Youth Home, 501-821-5500, and we can always hook you up with tickets. We want people to bring their friends, bring their family. There are tables available. If you want to buy a whole table and impress eight people total, you know, we can sell you a whole table, and you guys can sit together and have a good evening enjoying some wonderful food.
Larry, you're so good to us. That's a good event, and it is for a great cause. We do love Youth Home, and again, Christmas karaoke will be upon us in near future.
Yeah, we are excited to be talking about Christmas karaoke.
Yeah, when you come in to talk about that, Matt, we'll say it's a casino night again, so that'll be good.
You know, I
no, that's for the exhibition.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
I need to meet the new guy so we can get on the same page.
Oh, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're going to love him.
You know, I've heard him on the radio. He sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to working with him.
No, he sounds like a total buffoon on the radio, but he's very intelligent, very good. He's doing an awesome job for us.
Well, yeah, don't give him any lowdown on me. I want to come in cold.
Yeah.
He doesn't know a thing about me.
Yeah, shock him.
Doesn't know anything.
Just like, go in there like you're real mean. Yeah, like
I just mean mug him.
Because you have that intimidating look. Little does he know you're afraid of Chrissy.
Would you like to know what the first courses?
Yes, and then
gala.
I've got
absolutely
Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback.
It's a roasted root vegetable and farro salad. It actually looks awesome.
It's phenomenal.
I don't know what that means.
It really is.
It just looks
awesome. We're gonna have to go.
I know a band called Rusted Root. I don't know anything about a roasted root, and I don't know what you would roast.
Roasted root vegetables, which is like
beets,
butternut squash, beets, parsnips, turnips, things like that.
Parsnips are root.
Yeah, root. They grow in the ground, like potatoes.
Ah, potatoes.
Root vegetables.
Wow. Carrots. It's a root vegetable.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And farro, which is like a grain.
Like a wheat.
Yeah.
Or a liter of Egypt.
It does look
But that
awesome.
Wouldn't be very good, now would
it? Yeah, it's beautiful. And
it's
that's
actually gluten-free, too.
I would not have known that.
See, I like extra gluten and extra MSG in my food. But Jake and Austin on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. I know A-State laid a god-awful leg against Memphis, and Mizzou looks very solid, but I still think the Red Wolves going bowling still seem like a strong possibility without all, especially with cupcake games with Idaho and Georgia State. Thoughts? Yes, I think they will win the games against Idaho and Georgia State. No, I do not think they'll be competitive this week against Missouri. Yes, I was shocked about how bad Arkansas State was blown out last weekend by Memphis. Wally, were you?
Stunned.
Okay. Coke Man in Conway. Crocodiles are saltwater only. Apparently alligators not so much, which is why...
That's not true, actually.
Okay.
Crocodiles are also freshwater. They, in like the continent of Africa...
What do you call...
They often eat wildebeest and zebras, and I'm pretty confident that's not saltwater there.
What do you call an animal that does both?
That's a good point, actually.
Because if you could use both hands, you're ambidextrous. Or in our punter's case, you're ambifootrous, or whatever you call that.
Bipedal.
Bipedal, thank you.
Yeah, bipedal. I think that means walking upright.
Oh, no.
Oh, does it?
I don't know. There is a term for it. I don't know the term for it.
Okay, we need to look into that.
Are one of those more aggressive, I wonder?
Yes. Kickers who kick with both feet are always more aggressive than kickers who only kick with one
That's
leg.
That's what I meant.
Steven the Spa City, midweek jockstrap to Wally Hall, talking about moral victories if we lose by less than 2 touchdowns. In his defense, he said less than 10. Also for essentially calling the loss to Rutgers a moral victory in his Sunday column. I didn't see that part of the story.
Did you say that?
I said what?
You said that there was it was basically a moral victory against Rutgers.
No, I did not say that. And you asked me what it took to be a moral victory. I didn't bring it up.
True. Steve,
so
I'll take it.
So that's your fault.
I'll put on Wally's jockstrap. No, wait. Is this really what the program has been reduced to? Yes, that's what the program has been reduced to this year. Because let me tell you something. I thought Arkansas played as well or better than I expected when they went into Rutgers this last weekend. And yet, when I predicted 6 wins at the beginning of the season, I now feel like a complete and utter buffoon. This team is better than I thought they would be. And I don't think there's any chance they can win 6 games now.
I agree.
What happened? That doesn't even make sense. Anyway. Zhang, also, we ask a lot of random questions around here. What's the difference between a typhoon, a hurricane, and a cyclone? Zhang clears it up. Hurricanes form in the North Atlantic and Tulsa. Typhoons form in the North Pacific, and cyclones form in the Indian Ocean, Iowa, and Russellville. Thank you.
That's pretty good, Zhang.
Add water spout to that list.
Bear fan in Conway. Hey, Justin. That's a good one. I don't know where those come from. Week off for the Bears. What do you got planned? I'm going to go watch Johnny Manziel earn his second Heisman in a loss against Arkansas. Frank in Little Rock.
What actually think he's going to win the second Heisman?
It's theater
of
the mind.
Sorry,
work with me.
My bad.
You have so much to learn. What's going on with the odds for the A&M game, says Frank. Several sites have the Hogs by 3. Seriously, put your kids' college fund on if you can get it. A couple have the Hogs by 7. Also fine. Does Vegas know something we don't?
The fix is in?
That's a good question. Does Vegas know something?
And Joe says, did Christina just say butternut squash is a root vegetable? Wow, can she elaborate?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I was thinking sweet potato.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Yeah.
Wrong one. Butternut squash, sweet
squash
potato.
Squash grows on the ground?
Above the ground.
It's a vine.
Above ground.
It's a vine
I'm
vegetable.
Sorry, I meant sweet potato.
Larry, you're quite the
I didn't want to correct her.
Agronomist.
You should have. Oh my gosh! I get corrected all the time. I didn't mean butternut squash. I meant sweet potato.
See, I respect you. That's why I didn't respect you.
I respect her too.
I did not correct you on the air.
No, you totally could have corrected me.
I respect Christina like crazy, but I'm going to spend the next 2 hours and 15 minutes correcting her.
Exactly.
Doesn't bother me.
It happens all the time. I'm always wrong, and I'm more than okay to say that. I was thinking sweet potato. My apologies.
Look, don't let the demure approach fool you. She is twice the man I am. She can take whatever abuse you can dish out verbally, my man.
That says more about you than her, actually.
Whatever. I ain't afraid of Chrissy, as far as she knows.
Oh, my God. Don't say that on air.
Tommy? Yeah.
Justin.
Sir?
I was living in Florida for the last 6 years, and I've been to Africa. So this whole alligator crocodile thing?
Yes.
They're both scary as crap. It doesn't matter the difference.
Amen.
Which one's faster? That's what I need to know, because I want to run away from both.
Yes, sir.
Wally, this is Tommy Covington. It's been a long time.
How are you, Tommy?
Hey, I'm doing great. My dad said hello. Justin, I am a pastor in Little Rock, and if the pigskin is gone, I can send you my resume. The only thing that I have no neck, and my head is as big as yours. And so we could do this together.
I don't know.
The pigskin is gone, man.
I don't know what we're going to do except go around stretching out people's sweaters, but okay.
It would be hilarious.
I'm in.
Call me.
All right.
Yeah.
Call me maybe, says Tommy. Pastor Tommy, I'm in. You know this guy? Is he all right?
Yeah, good guy. Yeah.
You don't seem very sure about that.
I've known his dad a long, long time.
Oh, okay. Well, that worries me right out of the gate. Larry, good luck with the event. Cook up something good.
Hey, man, if I was cooking, it would not be good. But these guys that we have, you know.
You don't cook?
Actually, I do cook. I cook a lot.
You could have called me out on the butternut squash. What are you talking about?
He's being humble.
I was trying to be humble.
The man knows his root veggies.
Exactly.
The man knows his root veggies.
I know my root veggies. Actually, I avoid root veggies because they're veggies. But
not a veggie fan.
Actually, but I did have the first course, and it is delicious.
I'm with you.
It does look awesome.
I'm looking for a root cheese sauce or perhaps a root pizza.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Jim's Razorback Pizza will be in studio today, Wally Hall, so we're going to send you away with a full tummy and a smile on your face, so you won't be writing so many angry columns in the paper anymore.
I love Razorback Pizza.
And by the way, you can stay here the full 3 hours and then some in the zone.